Zoo Radio.
This is Adam Clayton here, and you're tuned to Zoo Radio.
Why?
Why not?
What are you doing here?
I'm enjoying myself.
What is a reigning beauty?
A girl who's all wet.
And it's very confusing, and it's about confusion.
It pays to be ignorant.
We can talk about this character thing again.
Larry Mullen Jr., what's worst about rock and roll?
Excess.
What's best about rock and roll?
Excess.
What is Zoo TV, Larry Mullen Jr.?
Expensive.
What is Zoo Radio, Larry Mullen Jr.?
Cheap.
Who are you?
Paul McGuinness.
What do you do?
I'm the manager of the band.
Which band?
The best band in the world.
What are they called?
You too.
Are you amazed at the stature and the hierarchical position of You too?
No, I've never been surprised by their success. They now do very well, what at the beginning they did quite badly, but the thing that they do has never really changed. They always, you know, the four of them stood there and made an enormous noise. And that is what a rock and roll band ought to do, as far as I'm concerned.
Larry Mullen Jr., why such a different version of Wild Horses for the single?
I think it's always nice to do something different for a single. The version on the album is good, but it's always nice to put out new versions and different versions of songs, and it's good to take the opportunity, and we did.
Adam.
Bono did most of the work on it. He kind of edited some stuff out and put up a different mix that we'd been trying to get for the album, but we just lost.
What do you mean you just lost?
We kind of mixed it just too many times and
couldn't hear it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were really pleased with it. And then when he finished doing it, we said, okay, well, I think we feel it's a single now.
Let's talk, Bono, here on Zoo Radio about some of your peers who have come and paid homage and paid tribute. For instance, Lou Reed, who I know you've been a fan of for absolutely years. First of all, is that kind of amazing? Is it staggering that somebody like that should be a fan of the group in which you sing?
Lou Reed is, you know, one of maybe five people that are really, whose music I really, really dig on every level.
Edge.
Well, Lou has always been kind of like a bit of a hero for us, you know. We did a cover of Satellite of Love for a B-side, and it worked out so well we decided to put it into the show. And then some lunatic had the idea that we might actually make it a duet with Lou Reed. And in true Zoo TV fashion, we would duet not with the real Lou Reed, but with a video image of Lou. It's a jive moment. We've christened... Or we coined this phrase, Jive TV, to describe a live moment that in fact isn't live. So a lot of people, I think, at the shows think that Lou is backstage or in some TV studio in some other part of the country, but in fact it's recorded.
That was the U2 version of Satellite of Love with Lou Reed, brought to you by Zoo TV.
All right, listeners, we're going to give this one more go, okay? This is Bono here on Zoo Radio, and we're going to try one last time to get George Bush on the phone. I find it just plain amazing that in all of this trying, we still haven't been able to get through to the man. I mean, we just mustn't be as important as we think we are.
White House, big guy here.
Is George Herbert Walker Bush there, please?
Speaking.
What? You mean you actually answered the phone?
Well, see... the White House operators all flew off to see a bunch of young harps play in a stadium somewhere. The B1 band or U3 or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's us, U2. Well, I'm the singer, Bono, and I've been trying to get through to you for a long, long time.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. You're the fella that's been calling me from the rock and roll concerts all year.
Yes, that's me.
Well, that is fortuitous. Now, I understand you have some questions, some of them perhaps difficult questions, but I want you to know that I am standing by here now, fully prepared to honestly, completely without deception or exception, fully answer all of your questions, no matter how...
Oh!
Bono, man, there you are on the phone again, man. We've got to go. It's time to wrap up the show, you know. This is Zoo 2. We don't have much time. Time is money. Hurry up, man. Come on.
But, hold on. I got the president on the phone, man. I mean, this is our big moment. This is what we've been...
I don't care even if it's Elvis, you know. This is Zoo 2. We've got to move on down the line, man, you know.
Oh, BP, this...
Listen, just next time, you know. Another day, another president, you know.
Well, screw this.
But, hold on. I got... Beep.
What kind of person are you, Larry Mullen Jr.? Imagine you're responding to a Lonely Hearts Club ad and you're writing down why people should be attracted to you.
Famous.
Describe you two for anyone who may not have heard of the group.
Expensive.
Describe you two for everybody who has heard of the group.
Expensive.
There's a lot has changed in the last 10 years.
Edge.
Rather than trying to be purist and keep rock and roll safe, you know, from the influence of all this kind of high-tech stuff that's going on, we've decided to just dive into the thick of it all and hopefully, at the end of it all, produce a show that where the music still shines through, where there is... Amongst all the irony and amongst all the kind of obvious use of junk and trash and whatever, that there's still the spirit of the music and the spirit of the band at the end of it all, that it is the most powerful thing.
Bono.
You're there to serve a gift, you know, it's kind of magic. You don't really know if the spirit will be with you or not on a particular night, if it's working. And the glue is there between the band and the people who have come to see the band. And for me, I start to sing. And I feel that I'm singing the way I want to. So that's a great feeling.
Is it the highest of highs?
That's a very high, yeah. That's very high.
Is it higher than making love?
It is making love.
How do you think you two would be regarded?
Probably as a spy plane.
Zoo Radio was produced by Bill Cates with some geezer called BP something. Technical guru to Mr. Fallon and King Boogaloo, Dave Evans. Thanks go out to Larry, Adam, Edge, Bono, Paul and Ellen. Primus, the disposable heroes of hypocrisy, BAD2 and Public Enemy. Plus thanks too to Chris Blackwell and all at the Lunatic House near Kingston, Jamaica. And special respect from EBP to the High Priest of the Church of the Subgenius, Bill Cates. Thanks, Bill, and thanks to you too for listening. So from EBP, till the next time, love and peace, yo babies.
Adam Clayton, what's worst about rock and roll?
What's worst about rock and roll? I don't know. Saying goodbye to people.
You've written this song in the mode of our chum Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I wrote this song. It's called Two Shots of Happy, One Shot of Sad.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bono, I've actually got a recording of you singing this in the plane last night when you sang it for Helen's birthday. Helen, who works with you?
I'm sure it'll be a very odd version. But, yeah, okay, play it.
Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. Think I'm a good man, even when I'm bad. You took me to a place now I can't get back. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. Took you down a dead end street, mixing the bitter with the sweet. Thought you figured it out, but I knew you'd been had. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. Yeah, baby.